It's not if, but when Houston's perfect storm will hit. It's much higher than your chances of dying in a car crash or a firearm assault or lightning. Those were some of the opening lines of the Peabody Award-winning ProPublica and Texas Tribune 2016 report, Hell and High Water, which talked about the fears of researchers, scientists, some public officials, that a paved-over Houston would not be ready for the next big storm. And of course, when Harvey came, much of this impermeable city flooded. Last year, there had already been recognition that the Houston Ship Channel, one of the world's busiest shipping lanes, would serve as a funnel for a storm surge. There was talk of building offshore dikes and gates to block water from coming into Galveston Bay. Talk that the floodplains, low-lying ground next to bayous that could absorb runoff, were nowhere near big enough. But Phil Bedient of the Storm Surge Prediction, Education, and Evacuation from Disaster Center at Rice University said, last year, we're sitting ducks, we've done nothing. So, can something be done now? Kia Collier is a reporter and editor with the Texas Tribune who was a member of that award-winning team that wrote Hell and High Water and the follow-up report Boomtown, Floodtown, which looked at Houston's potential to flood. She joins us from Austin, Texas. And Kia, you and your team have a right to say, we tried to tell you. But still, what was it like for you to watch Harvey?
Obviously, we wished we were there under different circumstances because we had been focused a lot on holding, you know, local officials accountable for, you know, not adopting smart development practices over the years, which scientists say has worsened flooding. But to see the human kind of side of it was new for us, and it was really sad to see, especially in poorer parts of town where people didn't have much to begin with, and now they have nothing, literally.
They are the sitting ducks that people said everyone was going to be should a storm like this hit. All right, so let's look forward. You and others talk about how Houston isn't a town that embraces regulation. What are some of the things that you're hoping can happen going forward as Houston recovers?
Limiting development in floodplains. Developers in Houston are still largely able to build in the 100-year floodplain, for example, including infrastructure that slows the runoff that occurs in a storm and impacts, you know, surrounding properties and leads to swollen bayous that run through really populated parts of the city. And so development in floodplains is definitely something that scientists say can be improved. And then, you know, Houston, a lot of people describe it as, you know, a 600-square-mile concrete island on top of a swamp. And a lot of what has happened is the paving over of really absorbent prairie lands and wetlands. And local officials have not required developers to leave some open green space. Another thing is there are these two big reservoirs west of Houston that people might have been hearing about that were built in the 1940s to protect downtown Houston, which was then 15 miles away from catastrophic flooding. And a decade since then, development has encroached on those reservoirs. Some developers have even built inside the reservoirs. And so all those homes surrounding them are extremely vulnerable to flooding. And the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which oversees the reservoirs, they're in this kind of predicament where they're ordered by law to protect downtown Houston, so they have to keep a certain amount of floodwaters inside these reservoirs, but they end up flooding out all these homes surrounding them upstream and then having to release some downstream and flooding those homes. So that was a huge issue in this flood for Houston.
Well, let's remind people how Houston exploded and grew in the post-war years. There was an effort to control stormwater. Bayous were literally paved over. They were channelized, you know, converted to concrete culverts, and that becomes just a flashpoint for water to stream down. You had housing subdivisions right next to bayous. Developers, now your colleagues in 2015 at the Houston Chronicle looked at permits issued to developers and found that more than half failed to follow through on Army Corps of Engineer directives that were meant to mitigate the destruction of wetlands. So you could build, but you had to do something to mitigate what you did. And many weren't.
Right. Enforcement has been a huge issue. I mean, government is kind of generally underfunded, and there are not a lot of inspectors for any of these agencies to follow up with developers to see whether they've been following the rules, especially with the Corps of Engineers. Someone has to call and say, this is a problem, and they tell us that they investigate most of the time, but it's just hard to know what happens exactly. And when you drive around Houston, there are developments that you look at that you're like, how is that there? Mm-hmm. It's just mind-blowing that certain, strip malls and housing developments have been allowed to exist. And a lot of the people who live there, do business there, have no idea how vulnerable they are to flooding, largely because they're not in floodplains. The people who live around these massive reservoirs in West Houston are not in floodplains, but they've been massively affected in this flood.
Well, but Harris County, Houston is in Harris County, had the highest annual population growth of any county in the U.S. in 8 of the last 9 years. I mean, people mm-hmm. are flocking there. And one of the reasons they're flocking there is that it's affordable housing. And one of the reasons it's affordable housing is that developers aren't following regulations. So how do you solve that?
Yeah, I mean, the cost of living is really good in Houston, and it's always a city that has jobs, particularly with the recent oil and gas boom. It's the energy capital of the country, and people go there to work. It's a serious working town. And I think, local officials have this position of, we don't want to curb that economic prosperity. You know, these environmentalists who say we shouldn't be paving over, wetlands and prairie land are really off base, and they're anti-development.
They're holding us back, yeah.
Right.
But are you hearing things like, let's take a jackhammer to cement sidewalks and make them at least permeable material that water can seep through? Homes have to be raised. Let's not build them again. Let's turn them into green space.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of talk about next steps that, local officials can take, what home buyers should do, whether they should move back into their homes or pursue buyouts. But the problem, I think, in Houston is that it's largely built out, and it's really hard and very expensive to retroactively go back into a huge part of the city and tear up concrete. And policies that scientists say, need to be adopted, the opportunity to adopt those is in parts of town that are still growing.
Boy, that just sounds, aren't there people saying, wait, we have to change?
Yeah, one thing that's been discussed a lot that we heard in our reporting last year is requiring developers to install, infrastructure that curbs the runoff rate during storms, like I mentioned earlier, into bayous, which affects everyone downstream. And one thing that the flood control district has tried to pursue in the northwest part of Houston, which is still growing, is imposing some stricter requirements on developers to basically keep a bunch of water from pouring into these bayous and flooding everyone else out downstream.
Well, and you also write about rain.
When we were down in Houston last year reporting on the city's hurricane vulnerability, we actually heard from people more about Tropical Storm Allison in 2001. And the last hurricane to hit Houston was Hurricane Ike in 2008. But people seem to remember Allison more than Ike because it caused a lot more damage. So the difference is, rain-based flooding is the main concern with tropical storms, massive flooding that comes from the ground up. And with hurricanes, the primary concern is storm surge. Storm surge is the massive wall of water that a hurricane pushes in front of it. And Houston is also extremely vulnerable to that, especially the refining and petrochemical complex on the east side of Houston.
Well, and then is the mayor of Houston right? Because when people said, maybe there should have been more land use regulation, some of these structures built, Mayor Sylvester Turner said that wouldn't change anything. It would have been a city with zoning that flooded. No one controls Mother Nature.
Yeah, I've been dissecting that quote and wondering what exactly he was meaning by that. And I think the larger point he was making is that you never know where a storm is going to hit. And certainly Harvey dumped a massive amount of rain on Houston. It would have flooded regardless of what developers had been allowed to do or not. But also, I think, to dismiss the extensive scientific research that shows that what local officials in Houston have allowed to happen in terms of paving over absorbent wetlands is pretty irresponsible, I would say. And certainly part of his comment touched on that and dismissed concerns that unsmart development practices have led to a lot of people's homes being flooded. The other point we made in our reporting is the climate change angle, kind of local officials and everyone in government at this point is still kind of looking to the past to plan for future storms, which doesn't make sense now, given that storms are expected to become worse and more frequent as the earth warms and as the oceans warm.
How's that conversation going?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, someone asked me earlier about, will the floodplains be redrawn now because so much flooding has occurred outside the floodplain in Houston? And that would be good, I guess. But not only is it going to take years, but I don't think the 100-year floodplain is really the 100-year floodplain anymore. And I think a lot of people acknowledge that the standards for what is a floodplain are outdated and need to change.
Yeah. That's Kia Collier, a reporter and editor for the Texas Tribune. We'll link you to her writing at herenow.org. Kia, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.